Moments of Melody Time, some pearls and parables to help you here at the beginning of the day. I have in my hand a paper, and it's titled, If You Were God. It asks the question, how would you design a man? How would the person you design mature and grow? How would you treat a person like you? Inside it asks the question, would you make man with a physical dimension? God did. You have a body with its drives, appetites, personal appearance. Would you make man with a social dimension? God did. You have associations with guys, girls, your crowd, your parents. Would you make man with a mental dimension? God did. You also have thoughts, attitudes, mental abilities. Would you make man with a spiritual dimension? God did. Do you ever talk to God? Does he talk to you? Does he play any significant part in your life? I can do it myself. If that's your answer for the physical, mental, and social dimensions, you're right. You're alive in each of these areas. You can grow and improve yourself. But in the spiritual area, God says that unless you have him living in you, you're dead. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. If you were God, you'd be unsatisfied with a partial person. God designed this area of your life for yourself. You'll never know a complete life until you allow him to fill that void. If you allow him in this place, he will help fill the other areas of your life. Here are the facts. Fact one, with God you count. He says very emphatically in his book, the Bible, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To get the real impact of how important you are, replace the world and whosoever with your name. Read John 3:16 and put your name in the place of the world and whosoever. Fact 2, sin separates you from God. God cannot treat you as a friend because of the barrier between you and himself, the obstacle of sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Fact 3, Jesus Christ is our only way to God. God himself became a man, Jesus Christ. Through his perfect life and death for our sin, he now becomes your bridge to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Fact 4, you must ask Jesus Christ into your life. God in Jesus Christ wants to be your personal friend, but you must decide. He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. Now the sacred scriptures. It is fire that I have come to spread over the earth, the Lord Jesus said. What better wish can I have than it should be kindled? There is a baptism I must needs be baptized with, and how impatient am I for its accomplishment. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on the earth? No, believe me, I have come to bring dissension. Henceforth, five in the same house will be at variance, three against two and two against three. The father will be at variance with his son, and the son with his father, the mother against her daughter, and the daughter against her mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Yes, the Lord Jesus divides. On the cross, one side was a man who believed, on the other was a man who rejected. He wouldn't believe. And so the Lord Jesus divides families, friends. Where do you stand? To put it more pointed, on which side do you stand?